All right, breaking news. Governor Gavin Newsom has just filed a $787 million defamation lawsuit against Fox News, which perfectly echoes the amount that Fox News had to pay Dominion voting machines in 2023 after Fox lied relentlessly about them. So it looks like Jesse Waters may be getting Tucker Carlson, if you know what I mean. In the aftermath of the Dominion case, Tucker Carlson got kicked out of Fox News because of all of the lies he told. Now we could be going down the same path. So I want to break down exactly how we got here. And this is the clip on screen right now. This clip on screen right now is why Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted out this morning, "No more lies. I'm suing Fox News for $787 million. And then Politico launched an article. Gavin Newsom sues Fox for $787 million. The amount is nearly identical to Dominion Voting's 2023 defamation settlement with Fox News. And just to break that down, Dominion Voting Machines filed a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox because Fox News and every single anchor in a top-down way coordinated to lie about Dominion voting machines by saying they rigged the 2020 presidential election in Joe Biden's favor. Internal Fox News communications revealed that hosts, executives, everyone at the network knew these claims were false but aired them anyways to retain viewers and to protect ratings and to protect the president at the time, his fragile ego. So now, Gavin Newsom is taking a page right out of Trump's media playbook and suing the media. He also echoes, with this case, he echoes a lot of the lawsuits that Donald Trump has filed against other media sources like ABC, like CNN. So this is a great example of Newsom punching back. The California governor accused Fox News of defamation in a lawsuit on Friday morning, alleging the network should fork over $787 million after host Jesse Waters claimed Newsom lied about his phone calls with Trump, who ordered the National Guard troops to Los Angeles. Newsom's lawyers argue that Jesse Waters' program misleadingly edited a video of Trump to support the claim, the same reason Trump has sued multiple media sources. And you know, let's watch this video to see how it all began. And you know, regularly, YouTube doesn't show a lot of my content to people. A lot of times, people have to seek out my content. So if you want to help beat the YouTube algorithm, beat MAGA Media, you can hit subscribe below and join the crew. It helps out a lot, and I appreciate all of you. So let's start with this clip right here. Then we can read the actual lawsuit.
Democrat governors let violence fester until finally Trump restored order. Trump's not waiting around this time. He says if it wasn't for him, L.A. would be up in smoke.
Called him up to tell him, got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job, causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death. If we didn't send out the National Guard, and last night we gave him a little additional help, you would have, Los Angeles would be burning right now. The radical left, it's usually radical left, and it's usually governors that are Democrat, and they don't want to call them in. They don't want to save lives. They don't want to save property. They don't want to call them in. I don't know what it is.
Okay, there are so many lies here, I don't even know where to begin, but let's rapid fire debunk them. When Trump says that he called Newsom and told him he's messing everything up, that never happened. Newsom called Trump a stone cold liar, and Newsom said, you know, the phone call was about everything but L.A. Trump wanted to talk about everything but L.A. because he is a coward. Trump then claims that Newsom never wanted to mobilize forces. No, Newsom mobilized the LAPD and all resources necessary and quelled the problem. Trump also claims it would have, he keeps saying there would have been more deaths in the California wildfires if he didn't send the National Guard in. That is a lie. So Trump is sitting there lying, and then you see, this is what Jesse Waters says over the next 30 seconds or so that launched the lawsuit against him. Because Jesse Waters is lying right here. He's about to get Tucker Carlson. Make sure you drop a like on this video to boost it so we can make sure Jesse Waters gets Tucker Carlson.
Newsom responded, and he said there wasn't a phone call. He said Trump never called him. Not even a voicemail, he said. But John Roberts got Trump's call logs, and it shows Trump called him late Friday night, and they talked for 16 minutes. Why would Newsom lie and claim Trump never called him? Why would he do that?
Okay, so Jesse Waters right there is saying that Gavin Newsom is lying. Now, does that meet the standard for defamation? We'll figure out in court. But you can't just hurt somebody's political career, actively demean them and say that they're lying when they're not, when it was the president that was lying. Because the reality is, that clip of Trump that we just watched, that was on June 10th. He said on June 10th that he talked to Newsom the day before, yesterday, which heavily implies they spoke on June 9th, right? Trump also says in this fake fantasy June 9th phone call that he stood up to Newsom. He told Newsom off. Well, again, the phone call didn't exist, and Trump never said that on the phone call.
Gavin could have called up the guard Friday night and could have stopped the violence and saved millions of dollars in damages. But we're now on our fifth day of mayhem and Newsom suing Trump to send the guard home.
I mean, you want to talk about millions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. What about sending the troops and the Marines? That's millions and millions of dollars of wasted resources. But read this very quickly. The Democratic likely presidential hopeful's request for damages is nearly identical to the $787 million sum Fox News paid Dominion Voting Systems. Kind of a masterclass play from Newsom. Quote, if Fox News wants to lie to the American people on Donald Trump's behalf, it should face consequences, just like it did in the Dominion case, Newsom told Politico in a statement. Until Fox is willing to be truthful, I will keep fighting against their propaganda machine. Public officials must clear an extremely high legal standard to prevail in defamation cases, but the lawsuit's filing marks a pointed escalation in Newsom's feud with the Republican president and his allies in the media. Newsom is suing in his personal capacity and has agreed to pay any possible fines or penalties from his campaign account, aides said. Any proceeds from the case to Newsom would be disseminated to anti-Trump cases. Amazing. Newsom's suit echoes Trump's own lawsuits against major news networks like ABC, which agreed in December to pay $15 million to settle a defamation case over George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate claim that Trump was found civilly liable for rape. He was actually found civilly liable for sexual abuse, so Trump is suing over the craziest, pettiest, smallest things, and Governor Newsom actually has a solid case here. Trump, in another suit, accused CBS's 60 Minutes last fall of misleadingly editing an interview with former Vice President Kamala Harris. At least two executives from the company have since left their posts, and the unresolved CBS suit has become a central drama in the pending sale of a controlling stake in Paramount. Paramount is going through a merger, and they are bending the knee to the administration, and top executives are now leaving. Here's how it all happened. A copy of Newsom's complaint filed in the Delaware Superior Court, the same state where Fox News is incorporated, claims he last spoke with Trump for approximately 16 minutes by phone on June 7th, one day before the president deployed the National Guard, over Newsom's objections to quell the protests. Trump, however, told reporters on June 10th he had spoken with Newsom a day ago, implying the conversation took place the same day 700 Marines were deployed to Los Angeles. Newsom refuted Trump's claims in a post on X only minutes later. So Trump is not only lying about the timeline, but he's lying in a high-stakes manner about the timeline. He's implying that he told Newsom off after the Marines and National Guard were deployed, when this conversation happened at a completely different point in time. That evening, Waters played an edited clip of Trump's remarks on air before asking, quote, why would Newsom lie and claim Trump never called him? He simultaneously showed a screenshot of the president's call history on June 7th. We just watched that clip. Newsom's lawyers argue the incident meets the legal standard for defamation and potentially harmed the governor's standing with voters in future elections. Additionally, they claimed it violated California's unfair competition law, which outlaws, quote, deceptive and unfair business practices. Absolutely amazing. And I love to see the fight being taken back to the Trump admin, back to Fox News. Are we just supposed to let Trump and his admin endlessly sue ABC, CNN, 60 Minutes, Paramount without anybody ever punching back for the relentless lies told by Fox? Dominion punch back. Now we have to continue to as well. If you want to help, then subscribe below. Join the Adam Mockler feed as we scale it. Love you all and peace out.